So there's no question that Chamisha B'Shalach is very demoralizing Aliyah, right? It's only heady aftermath of Kriyas Yamsuf, and you know, then they come to Elim in Rashi, you know, so beautifully based on Midrash Chazal, talks about this being, you know, an indication of, you know, Keneged Yud Beis Shvatim and the Shivim Zakenim and, you know, the connection that all of Klal Yisrael has to Torah. And then Vayisum Elim, Vayavok Al Das Bnei Yisrael in Bar Sinai, Sher Ben Elim B'Vein Sinai, it's only a month since Makas Bechoros. So you could forgive the Jewish people for their, you know, hyperbolic and presentation of life in Egypt, right? The attack is against Moshe and Aaron. Not the first time, as we know. You know, they were in distress prior to Yamsuf. You know, Hamibliyin Kivarim b'Mitzrayim lekachtanu lamus b'Midbar. So we have this reiteration of the pathology. That one shining moment, where we discussed at length, I'll pee the Ramban, where the Ramban says, look, you know, they trusted Hashem, but they thought that Moshe was, you know, sort of, you know, carrying out his own agenda. So the answer to that ultimately is Vayaminu b'Hashem uva Moshe avdo, Moshe b'Torah's eved. But they're back to this idea that, you know, Moshe and Aaron are pulling the strings, particularly Moshe. La misses kol akala zabarav. So, you know, Moshe's response gets exactly at this point. Vayomer Moshe v'Aaron kol bnei Yisrael erev yedatem ki Hashem otiyaschem eretz Yisrael. It wasn't me. Uvoker item eskevod Hashem b'shamos lunu zichem al Hashem v'nach numa. He says it once. Ki salino leinu. Vayomer Moshe v'teis Hashem lachem ba'erev basar lechol v'lechem v'boker lisboa. Bishmoa Hashem es tunno seichem. Hashem is the one who hears you. Asher atem ani malini malav. V'nach numa, a second time, lo aleinu slunno seichem ki al Hashem. Again, this is exactly what the Ramban was able to pick up on earlier in the Sedra, that there's this deep, profound confusion at the Jewish people as to what role Moshe and Aaron are playing relative to Hashem. That's exactly how the Ramban comments here. V'nach numa ki salinu aleinu. Amar Rav Avraham, he quotes Ibn Ezra, v'nach numa b'yadinu lasos, ki lo asinu rak ma shetzivanu, v'inenu chen, avol kimo ma enosh ki tizkirenu, ma adam v'tei da'ehu, ki ba menach shavu, v'zos derech anava, ki menachnu she tulisa malenu shehotzeanu eschem meretz Mitzrayim, Heinanachnu ayinu ufealenu hovel. Right, this is the Ramban Kedarko Bakodesh working off the Psukim in Yeshayahu. Right, velo alenu slo sechem kil Hashem hu amotzi eschem etzraim lo anachnu. So the point that Moshe and Aaron are trying to make in response is that we're not driving these events. You keep on ascribing to us decisions that are not our own, including here la miz es kol akala zeh. Previously, you know, Al Yamsuf, you know, you said Amibliyin Kivarim and Mitzrayim Lakechtanu Lamus Bamidbar, and now specifically Laavmiyus is Kol Akala Zeh Bara'av. These are very strong words, right? And should appreciate, you should understand that Hashem is driving these events. You had that clarity on Yamsuf, Vayaminu B'Hashem Moshe Avdo, but apparently, you know, and sadly, that clarity has been completely lost, and now Moshe has to respond V'nach Numa on multiple occasions to try to set the record straight. We'll of course note that the record was never set straight, and the exaggerated role that Moshe played in the people's mind is really the underlying conceptual problem, which leads to the Egel Azav, Zayish Moshe, Asher Helanu Meretz Yitzrayim, Lo Yadanu Mehayalo. And this is actually, I think, in many ways, the Ramban L'Shitaso, not just earlier in the Sedra, when he noted that they may have trusted Hashem, but they were highly distrustful of Moshe, but also the Ramban's beautiful assessment of the man, where he refers to it as a bria chadasha, haman notzer lehamati yitzira chadasha b'shavayim ke'inin ma'isa breishis, v'umash amru bo shenivra ben hashmashos, because it had to be part of the ma'isa breishis, v'kach amra klasov ba'osa shayaslach ha'mayimarev teidu ki hu otzi eschem meretz Yitzrayim. The man was much more miraculous than the slav, the Ramban writes, which came with the wind, but the man had to be miraculous. The Jewish people should recognize that Hashem is literally the one who's driving all of these events, feeding them every single day, and not as they misperceived Moshe Rabbeinu.